If you did not have health insurance a couple of years ago but do now, you might have been dreading today's Supreme Court ruling, the one on Obamacare, a.k.a. the Affordable Care Act. But the court upheld the act, handing President Obama a victory.
Today, after more than 50 votes in Congress to repeal or weaken this law, after a presidential election based in part on preserving or repealing this law, after multiple challenges to this law before the Supreme Court, the Affordable Care Act is here to stay.
Here's the thing that interested us. One group that benefited big time from Obamacare is immigrants. Gabe Ortiz is a writer who focuses on immigration. Gabe, tell us, what does today's ruling mean to you and your family?
First of all, I think I, and along with millions of other people, are just ecstatic about the news from today. Over the last two election cycles, we've seen the ACA completely politicized. But in the end, we've seen that it's always been about Americans, it's been about people, and it's been about immigrants like my mom.
And your mother is 68, right?
Yes.
And before Obamacare, was she insured?
She's been here since the late 70s, and she received her green card in 1986. She's been working as a housekeeper for about 25 years. She's always been able to support our whole family. There's four kids. But having private health insurance is just something that's been financially impossible for her. So for almost her entire time here in the United States, she has been she had been uninsured.
So what was she thinking leading up to the decision today that supported the Affordable Care Act? Was she nervous over what might have happened?
She was very nervous because she depends on that subsidy. Because of the subsidy, she now has her insurance. She's able to access her high blood pressure medications. She has to get regular mammograms because of a breast cancer scare a few years ago. She has her regular doctor. And without that subsidy, she would have lost her private insurance and she would have lost that access.
And she also represents the largest uninsured immigrant group. Latinos are at least the group that benefited the most from the Affordable Care Act. So this has got to be a big relief for her.
Oh, absolutely. Luckily, we live in San Francisco and here in the Bay Area, we have a lot of public health clinics that do a lot of good for the community. But it just doesn't compare to the access that she can get in a hospital and with a private physician.
And I suspect that that relief is duplicated with many millions of people today. What else have you heard from the Latino as well as other immigrant communities following the decision today at the Supreme Court?
I'm seeing a lot of happy reactions. You know, unfortunately, Latinos are still very underrepresented in the groups that are signing up for the Affordable Care Act. A lot of that has to do with fear, even for legal immigrants, fear that signing up for the Affordable Care Act may expose their undocumented family members somehow. At least for the ones that are signed up, it's been life-changing for them. And I know my mom is very happy, and so are my aunts that are here as well, because they're also signed up for it.
I mean, a lot of people said Obamacare didn't go far enough. Are there things that your family wished it would cover?
You know, I've talked to my mom about what she's thought about it, and she's been very happy about it. I think a bigger problem is going to be just outreach efforts. There has to be more outreach in Spanish language media. I think a lot of Spanish speaking people are frightened about the signing up process. You know, it could be language issues. I think it has to be do maybe with more than that.
Gabe Ortiz, good to speak with you. Thank you for your time.
Sure. Thank you.
And that's the world for this Thursday from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back with you tomorrow.